Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Commanders 9 days from the NFL draft. On this, the eve now of the deadline to meet with prospects ahead of the draft in your own facility. So as of tomorrow, those interviews, those meetings are ending. And then at the end of the night, you can't have them at your facility again. They're bringing everybody in at once.
It's weird.
The reporting today is that Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and I've even seen a report that Michael Penix is in their building as we speak and will be over the next 24 hours. And then Nikki Javala reported that, according to what's been clarified to her, covers the team for the Washington Post, that they're even going to be in the same room at the same time, taking part in some of the same, for lack of a better word, activations, activities, like parts of this process.
Games of Pictionary, the whole nine yards.
Is this not one of the strangest things you've heard?
So it is, but then I saw somewhere that this is how they did it in San Francisco also. So it's part of, I don't know if it makes me feel better or worse. It just is. It's a data point. There's at least a methodology to it, it seems like. It's not just, we forgot to book the travel, let's just get everyone in the last day. Or, you know, we got snowed in and everybody was stuck, and so they can only come this one day. This seems purposeful. It seems intentional to do it this way.
It's obviously purposeful, and it's obviously intentional. But help me with this. I'm not suggesting they forgot to book something. And this is kind of what they do. It's pretty important. The whole organization's next few years is on the line here with this pick. You've got weeks and weeks to have all these guys in and poke and prod and meet and interview and get all the time you want. How could it be beneficial to have them all in, crammed right at the end against the gun, at the final hour of the process? The one thing a lot of people tweeted me, I'm at Grant H. Paulson, Danny's at Funny Danny, when I mentioned how odd I think it is that they're doing it this way, is this is how you find out who the alpha is, or competition's a good thing. And I think that's probably true. But this is far from the norm. You know, teams have been doing this to figure out which quarterback they're going to take for a long time. This is not that common. I'm not telling you it's bad or it's wrong. I'm just surprised, and really, I find it curious. It is
interesting.
Compelling to me.
So you know our buddy Kevin McCarthy, who's with Fox 5 locally, does the movie reviews, is just loves cinema and loves all things about making movies and pictures and things like that. He does these press junkets where these stars, he sits down with, you know, with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. They've already talked to 77 different people who are like, who would win in a fight? Your character from Troy versus your character from Fight Club. They've answered all those questions a million times. So Kevin asks totally different and interesting things to try to get the good content, to get the good clip, right? That's like his MO. That's his thought process, is to ask something really thoughtful, to change it up. These guys have been on every interview and every one of these visits where just want to help the team win one day at a time, and want to work hard, want to be the first man in, last man out, and I want to do everything I possibly can to help this team win playoff games. Thank you. Go to the next one. Say the same thing. This is getting out of your comfort zone. This is different. Again, I'm not advocating for it one way or the other. I don't know. I haven't been through this process, certainly. But it does stand out in a way. Also, because it's at the very end, you're probably, if you're one of these quarterbacks, tired of this. That's all you've been doing, is glad-handed people and sucking up to execs and telling everybody how excited you are and this privilege and this thing, and I'm going to work hard. You're exhausted from doing all of it. So, again, you're kind of testing the adversity. What are you going to do when you're exhausted? When you've you know, been cramming the playbook, and you've been in the recovery tub, and you're the first man in, you haven't slept enough, you watched all the film. Are you going to be patient with the receiver who doesn't run that right route that time? You're going to correct it. Are you going to go the extra mile to do the right thing? I'm guessing at all these things. I'm reaching for straws, but there's got to be a reason for it, and that's the best I can come up with.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm shooting the messenger. You're giving me a college try, and I appreciate that.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm not upset at you.
What did I do?
All of the things you just said, though, you can accomplish if they're interviewing on their own. Like, there's nothing added to what you were just suggesting by them all sitting shoulder to shoulder. And I've had a bunch of people tell me, hey, I interviewed this way in my field, or this is common in what I do, and then they tell me what they do. I am quite sure there are industries where this is the norm. This, to me, feels like Men in Black, where Agent J shows up in the room and they're all sitting at the tables and they want to see who's going to drag the table over so that they can not break their pencil or poke a hole through the sheet. You remember that scene?
Of course.
He like drags the big table over.
Yeah.
And like, okay, he did it. He got the table.
Intergalactic kegger.
Are they trying to see if Drake May or Jaden Daniels goes up and drags the table over? Like, that's what it feels
to
me.
Something like that, yeah.
When they're getting people up on the board and they're saying, all right, what do we think about this player? What would you do differently here? Is Penix answering, and then they want, like, J.J. McCarthy to alpha him? You know, to basically, like, nah, dude, bad idea, because the linebacker is going to see that and do this. I guess that's instructive, and I am all for competition. Again, I'm not saying this is bad at all. It might be the best way ever to do it. I have no idea. I just have never heard of this. And to your point, I did have someone over there say, hey, they did this in San Francisco. I think Adam brought it with him. So, cool. They're a really good organization that do things really well. I don't know how often they've been picking a quarterback at the top of the board that they would have had people in at the same time. The last time they were, they made a terrible choice with Trey Lance. Now, I certainly hope that wasn't Adam Peters, and if it was, I don't have a problem with that. As I've said all along, you're not going to bat 1,000. You're going to get some things wrong. It doesn't mean you're not really good at this or you don't have a really high batting average, but I am just very curious about the decision to do it this way. You have, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say months, but certainly weeks to find time on everyone's schedule to get them in for, let's do a dinner, and then the next day spend 4 hours together at the facility. And rather than spacing it out, you do it this way. I'd be curious to see what people think about this process. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We can take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Up against the deadline here. Everyone's in the house at the same time. And I don't know if you saw this, but Josh Harris will be sitting in on the meetings as well. I'm sure that'll be some big deal with certain fans or they'll overreact. Please understand that owners are going to want to be briefed and at times involved, which is a pejorative but doesn't need to be. You're scarred by Dan Snyder. Involved can mean sitting there. Involved can mean monitoring. Involved can mean watching, right? Head coach, GM, quarterback. Those three jobs, those three hires, an owner who spends billions of dollars on a team is always going to be somewhat involved in that process, Danny. Now, If he is sitting in and afterwards goes, I like Drake May, take Drake May, now we got ourselves a story, right? But assuming that's not going to happen, and there's no reason to think that it would, that he would tell Adam Peters what to do, to me that's a nothing story. But we're in D.C., where we spent a lot of time, for lack of a better analogy, I guess, being cheated on, and now we're just assuming, because our spouse has to work after hours, that they're cheating on us.
Yeah, they're texting someone in secret.
Everybody relax, okay? Yes, the owner will be in on the most important meetings had in Ashburn over the next 5 years that are taking place right now. He's a little bit interested in this product that he just spent billions of dollars on.
So I get that. I also don't like it. I think you can have it two ways there. We'll excuse it because we like Josh Harris, right? If you found out, if you're a Colts fan, you found out that Ursay is in the meeting, you'd go, oh, crap. You found out that Mark Davis is in the meeting, you'd go, oh, no. Right? Because you could tell already that this guy is going to screw it up and poison the waters and fall in love with somebody and make the team do something because it's his whim. And you get the same explanation. Well, he paid billions for it, so he can do what he wants. My hope, of course, is that Josh Harris is supremely competent, and I have every reason to believe so far that he is, and that all he's doing is taking the notes to be what a good leader does in the situation. So what should happen is he observes and listens and does nothing. Then at the very end, when Peters and company come to him with our conclusions, he should be like a district attorney going cross-examination style, making everybody prove and argue for their player or case or idea, right? Having all the ammunition he could possibly need to make it difficult for them to do so. Not to undermine them, but to make it, you're defending your idea here. You're not just saying, I'm going with my gut. I don't want your gut. I want a well-presented, thoughtful explanation as to why we're going to commit to somebody for the future of our franchise for the next 5 years. That's what he should be doing. And that's my hope, is that's how it's going to go. We get a bunch of reports over the years that that's how he's supportive. That's great. We'll all be fine. But there's a way to avoid any kind of people like me wondering. You could not sit in there.
But if I'm Josh Harris, I don't need to avoid. I'm not joning on you, but I don't care what people wonder about. There's a correct and an incorrect way to do things that's kind of a binary. And being in the meeting is not the incorrect way to do it. Being overly demanding and calling the shots is the issue. And I think people have conflated the two. People now think that if an owner is present, that's bad. Not bad at all. A guy that runs a restaurant, being at the restaurant and seeing what's needed and what's not in the kitchen and seeing how people operate and who's good and who isn't, especially when a lot of people have been held over to your and other people's chagrins, and he wants to see, well, what do those people do and are they any good? The people that I haven't hired that were here before me, what do I think of them? That makes a lot of sense to me. So I will not have any issues with Harris being involved. I actually think, even though it's a pejorative, involvement from an owner is way better than not being involved. That's actually worse. The difference becomes when you are controlling and when you call the shots, which I think is a kind of a different thing. But getting back to this idea of having all of them meet together for this job that they're all interviewing for in one of the most awkward job interviews I've heard about in a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.